This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. Interestingly, I've been invited to be on the golf committee for the Brandon / Angel Foundation golf tournament that serves the greater Brandon area so well from a charitable standpoint. It is at that event that I met the guys from Brandon Legal Group last year, and our relationship just continues to grow. So thanks to Liz Brewer for putting me in the same group with Colin Cunningham from Brandon Legal Group. We're already planning to play together in her charity event in 2019, and Brandon Legal Group is now not only presenting sponsor of these podcasts, but huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They basically have the first foursome in every event, and they were the ones responsible for everyone getting a Todd Wright Tour shirt at the most recent tournament we had in late October at West Chase Golf Club. I like the people at Brandon Legal Group. You will like them as well. You do not need to ask me or anyone, well, what type of law do they stop? Full service law firm. That answers all of those questions. You call them for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. The only other question that you may have is, well, what if my legal issue or question did not originate in the city of Brandon, Florida? I've got your answer. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Again, call them and ask. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, not only supporters of Liz Brewer's charity golf classic for the Brandon / Angel Foundation, but also supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. All right, let's get to the matchup as we do each week in the Bucks Bulletin, specific to the fantasy perspective on the Bucks and their opponent for that particular week. This week, it's the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers defense is struggling mightily as there has suddenly become huge separation in the NFC South, where it was three good teams and the Bucks. It's now the Saints, two struggling teams, and the Bucks. And it's not like the Bucks are struggling. The Bucks are kind of an insult to the word struggling. The Falcons and Panthers struggles are not anywhere to the level of the Bucks. But from a fantasy perspective, yeah, there's plenty in play. First of all, matchup proof. Mike Evans, play him this week. Yes, he did not have a good game against James Bradbury the first time around. He is in your lineup this week. Christian McCaffrey does not leave the field. Sure, if you look hard enough, you might find an offensive play here or there where he leaves the field. He had a drive last week where even the announcers of the game wondered why he was still in there because he had to be so tired. He probably just refuses to leave the huddle. McCaffrey was the number one fantasy performer in standard scoring leagues in week 12. There's no way you're not playing him this week or any week until further notice. Matchup proof. Cam Newton talked about this earlier in the year, and even though Carolina isn't winning, Cam Newton is still QB1 material because of the rushing yards, because he just continues to throw, because he will put up yardage and touchdowns. 63 yards rushing again last week, 256 yards passing, two touchdowns. Cam Newton is someone you play. The Bucks quarterback position, I'm not calling it matchup proof, but you're just riding it right now as you've been for a while. Although there are those games where they either switch quarterbacks, that's your danger. Actually, your danger is twofold when you play the Buccaneer quarterback. I'm not saying it's matchup proof. It's still a choice. I think it's more of a two quarterback league play than a single quarterback league play with your playoff fate on the line this week. Although the Panthers defense should be vulnerable to Winston and the Bucks. That said, here's the risk you run. Winston has a bad game, gets benched. Again, as he's done before, and as Fitzpatrick's done before. That's the killer, right? When you have a fantasy performer at a position and he doesn't play the whole game, you lose him. Fournette owners can tell you. They lost Fournette on what would have been a first and goal to go situation at the one, even though they got a penalty to move back to the six because he got ejected and now he's suspended for the next game. But Fournette gets kicked out of a game. You're like, well, that's nice. I didn't have him for the whole game. A couple years ago in a fantasy championship game, my quarterback was Marcus Mariota, broken leg in the first quarter. Championship over. I was done. So injury, ejection, or benching. There aren't a lot of quarterback benchings out there. There was one this week, Blake Bortles. How about that? If the Jags dump him without a post-June 1 designation on the dumping of Blake Bortles, it's $16 million in dead money against the cap next year. Where are all you Blake Bortles apologists wagging your finger after their run to the AFC Championship last year, or even that Patriot win early this year? Where are you now? $16 million in dead money for the Jags to just get rid of Blake Bortles before June 1. No one's going to trade for him either. No. But you worry about a benching, an ejection, or a player getting hurt. That can happen to a Bucs quarterback. Winston actually took care of the ball last week against the 49ers. It was actually probably the easiest game the Bucs had all year. Sure, they beat the Saints. There wasn't anything easy about that. They beat the Eagles. It wasn't easy, right? But that was sort of the easiest road to a victory they've had all season. Can you expect that 2 weeks in a row against a Carolina team on the fringe of the playoff chase after three losses in a row? Just feels like something's going to turn here. So I'd say Winston more of a two-quarterback league start. In a single-quarterback league, you know, nobody's on bye. I think you do have better options just to be safe. But you're playing Cam, you're playing McCaffrey, and you're playing Evans. Rest of the Bucks. Roto World calls Peyton Barber RB2. I'd call him more RB3 flex. Again, he just doesn't string together games. It's so dependent on game flow, which can go against the Bucs so easily. I don't think you want to be starting Barber as a running back play, and I think you have much better flex options because he doesn't do a lot of the catch and run out of the backfield. Latest, as we record this on Wednesday afternoon, DeSean Jackson with the thumb might be on track to play this week. Amidst talk that he had played his last game with the Buccaneers. I'm not excited about playing him, but if he plays, it hurts Humphreys and Godwin a bit. If Jackson doesn't play, it gets Humphreys more into the conversation of a flex play, a wide receiver three type play, I think even more than it does Godwin. As far as Cameron Brate, as long as Jameis is quarterbacking and there's no O.J. Howard, Brate generally gets red zone looks. And the numbers have supported when he plays and O.J. Howard doesn't and Jameis is quarterback, Brate pays off. Not Kelsey numbers, not Ertz numbers. Don't expect that. But enough to get you by. In the outdated mandatory tight end league that you need to eliminate next year, you play wide receiver / tight end flex. That's the only place you should play a tight end. It means it's not mandatory. But if you're in an outdated mandatory tight end league, Brate could be a consideration this week. Over on the Carolina side, They got a lot going on beyond Cam and McCaffrey in the passing game. Olsen's had a couple of bad games back-to-back after he came back from injury. I don't call him matchup-proof this week. I think it's one of those where you worry that something's just up. I can't really explain it, much like I can't explain why Cleveland is so prolific offensively, and none of it is going to Jarvis Landry. Greg Olsen, I'll say buyer beware on Olsen. I'd rather play Brate. All right, I don't do the Bucks bulletin for head to head because you have 32 teams playing this week. This isn't an either or Panthers or Bucks unless we're playing unless we're putting together a daily game. But Brate will probably get a red zone look. Olsen, I don't know. Devin Funchess, hurt. Curtis Samuel, hurt. DJ Moore is a solid play this week. Yeah. He's off a 91-yard performance. Some are saying he's wide receiver two material. I don't know about that. I think he's more fringe wide receiver two, wide receiver three flex material. But if you own DJ Moore, unless you have clearly a better option, I'd play DJ Moore this week instead of Jarvis Landry, I tell you that. That's one example. DJ Moore is hot. If you have been playing a wide receiver two slash three that hasn't been producing in recent weeks, again, we've said Matthew Berry is wrong. This isn't just always player studs. You can make a case DJ Moore should be in your lineup this week rather than a more established wide receiver name like a Jarvis Landry. Absolutely. If Samuel and Funchess can't go, that means Jarius Wright will get slot looks. He's only really kind of a DFS dart throw. So that takes you through all the significant guys as it relates to Panthers and Bucks from a fantasy perspective in this, what should be, if your league is set up properly, the last week of your regular season. So you are playing for a first round bye. You are playing for playoff seeding. You are playing for a playoff berth, or you are playing to potentially avoid being in a last place game, depending on the way your league is set up. Questions to my email can be sent to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. Remember them when you have a legal need of any type, wherever you are in the greater Tampa area. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME. And when you play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, if you just like to meet the guys from Brandon Legal Group just to say hi, because it makes that initial call, if you ever need to make it, a little bit easier, just ask me. I'll introduce them to you. Just say hi. They'll just talk golf with you. That's it. That's all that needs to happen. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.